This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep Space High, Spaceports.
Okay, everyone at Deep Space High, I'm ready to transmit my presentation on spaceports. You're gonna love it. Transmitting in 3, 2, 1. Although most people aren't lucky enough to have taken a space flight, we've all imagined what it would be like to visit the stars. From the 1950s, movies and comics like Dan Dare have imagined the future, with skies full of spacecraft and adventures. But the cool thing is, experts think that by 2061, that's less than 50 years away, millions of people will travel into space, and thousands may be even living there. Just imagine what that will be like.
Passengers for the Space Tour suborbital flight to Australia, please proceed to gate 4 where your craft is ready to depart.
You see, it's not just space flights. Suborbital crafts are really handy for all sorts of express travel. You could travel to Australia in just a few hours, visit friends and be back in time for school on Monday.
The Mars Express will soon be departing from gate 16. Please ensure you have checked all your baggage and proceed to the decontamination suite prior to boarding.
That sounds cool. Let's hop aboard. Decontamination is something that's already important for space probes. We don't want to spread germs from Earth onto other planets. When space travel between planets is possible, it's likely to be just as important.
Please fasten your seatbelts because we're ready to depart. Today we're travelling on the shuttle Usain Bolt, which will take us into orbit, where we'll be docking with our pan-galactic transit craft, the Queen Elizabeth II. We will shortly be arriving at the Stephen Hawking Lunar Hotel. All those departing, please finish your drinks and make your way into the landing shuttle. Doors will close in approximately 5 minutes' time.
Cool, a hotel in space. Check it out.
Next stop, Moon Base Britannia. If you look out of the left-hand windows, you'll be able to get a great view of the new water mines. And remember, season tickets are available for frequent flyers. We're sending an app to your phone now with more information.
Whoa! Fancy working on a water mine on the moon? We'll need all the resources we can get. And that might mean mining asteroids for precious metals or extracting the moon's icy water stores to produce rocket fuel, which could be sold to spaceships at orbiting filling stations. And there it is. We're coming into Mars's orbit. Time to get into the landing craft. It looks like a busy place. And if Mars isn't to your taste, you could stay on the ship and take a cruise to Jupiter or around Saturn's rings, or perhaps even further than that. Uh-oh, losing the connection. Catch you next time.
Deep Space High, Spaceports. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.